please, we wanna get away. The Wacky Dan and Bastille on Algarve FM Sunday Lunch. The song called Thelma and Louise. It's a funny story with a tragic ending. The good news is we have a less funny story with a much happier ending. On the line, I've got Leon Rousseau. Good afternoon, Leon. We found you!
Yes, eventually.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, where we are at the moment is, it is Sunday, the 30th of October, Algoa FM, and everyone who loves us is 6 days away from doing the 24th Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer. Are you going to be walking with us?
Definitely. Cool. I'm also going to walk. Oh, definitely also going to walk.
You are walking, though, as a cancer survivor. Is there anybody that you are walking in memory of or in support of when we go for our stroll next week, Saturday?
No, not anybody specifically. In general, because due to my nature of work also, I'm seeing a lot of cancer patients and transporting them. It's not nice to see.
No, obviously. Let's talk about you for a little while. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm originally from Cape Town. I was born in the Karoo, Kalfinia, and then I grew up in Cape Town and went to school there.
Right.
And then, now he says I'm a paramedic.
Isn't that a crazy stressful job and one that also falls for me under the broad heading of it's honestly more of a calling than a job. I mean, you must have been called on some level to serve mankind without wishing to be melodramatic. It takes a very special kind of human being, in my estimation, to be able to do the work that you do, because you must see everything.
No, definitely. It's not. Some people see the cars driving around in town through the streets and ambulances and think, oh, that's nice and all that. But it's a nice job, but also with a sad twist.
Often, surely, yes.
Yeah, and as I said, I see a lot of cancer patients because sometimes we transfer them from one facility to another facility, and irrespective, it's just bad to see that.
Well, I'm guessing somebody who's receiving cancer treatment who needs to be transported in an ambulance means A, they can't drive themselves. B, it sounds like they are too ill even for potentially a family member to drive them.
Yeah.
So that must make your experience of it, as you say, quite sad. How do you cope with that?
Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes I come to some work, I speak to somebody, or at one stage had to go and see somebody.
I'm not
surprised. I've got my wife. I've got a lovely wife, and she always listens. The big thing was that is that you need to speak about it. You need to get it out of your system.
Yeah, everyone who I've kind of encountered who has a similar job that experiences some hectic things like you do has also said you need to deal with it sooner than later, or else it kind of eats at you, doesn't it?
That's correct. Because otherwise, some people can't cope. You need to speak about it. Otherwise, you're gonna lose it totally.
Yeah. So my question to you is your particular cancer journey. So were you already working as a paramedic when you realized something was wrong or had a test?
That's correct. I was already working as a paramedic and started going for these tests, blood tests, and especially with prostate cancer and breast cancer nowadays. Guys, prostate cancer, very well known to men from 40 to in the 50s. And so I drew my blood and they found some increased levels of prostate markers in there. And then I went to the urologist. And just a year after that, I went again to the urologist and then he examined me again. And then they found that within that year, there was a growth on my prostate. Not very big. Mm-hmm. And then they did a biopsy. And I went for operation. That was about 2 years ago, in March, I think.
Yeah.
I went for operation, and they totally removed. And
We lost you there for a second. Did they remove the growth or remove the prostate?
It removed the whole prostate because otherwise, it's always going back. You know, you said it's like a hanging over your head and all that. So they removed it at St. George's Hospital.
Okay. And then what happens after that?
Yeah, so after that, after we removed it, you stay about 2 days at the hospital, and then you come back very uncomfortable because you have to work with that catheter at home for 2 weeks after that, and then you have to go back and they remove it, and then you go through the process, and at the moment I'm cancer-free. So the big thing with this, if they remove your prostate, it has a big psychological effect on you, because there's no more hormones and you know the whole story about being a man and all that. Our house doctor actually told my wife that I will still have a lot of psychological issues. But I found my ways, you know, to overcome that. You must stay positive and then go see somebody, speak to somebody, and then also tablets, you know. Ask the doctor to give you some...
So like an antidepressant or something like that?
Antidepressant or something like that.
I understand that completely. So just to recap kind of, so your prostate cancer was picked up during pretty much routine screenings, and over the course of a year was found to have become worse and resulted in the growth. You've had a radical prostatectomy, and you are so far so good as far as the all clear is concerned. I suppose the important things that you take out of this are, even if it's discovered during routine kind of tests, that treatment or assessment needs to happen quite quickly so that you don't waste time. And then the other thing is... you need to deal with the after effects, and you're saying that they are almost more psychological than physical, and that's very interesting, because that means that you might need chemical intervention like an antidepressant, but it's very important to have support, whether that is professional psychological support or just a bunch of cheerleaders who are in your corner and who are there for you to be able to talk to them when you're not feeling great, including but not limited hopefully to your wife.
The big thing is to stay positive and to get help. But most of the men, they get depressed and all that. But it's not the same with everybody, because everybody's handling it differently.
Well, surely. I mean, everybody is brought up slightly differently and. So I suppose that's why everyone's... the only thing all cancer kind of fighters and survivors have in common is cancer. Other than that, it's different kinds of cancer. It's different kinds of personalities. It's all ages. It's all colors. It's both official sexes. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us. And we will see you at the start mark. And I say it like that because it's kind of an in-joke here at Algoa FM that my 75-year-old mom is about to drag me around the course again. She gets quite impatient with me. She walks faster than I do. I don't even know how it's possible. Don't particularly care. Why I say this starting mark. There was a message sent through by a lady called Dorothy DeRiek. She says, "Thank you, Leon, and your partners from GuardMed for assisting Taylor when she was in an accident. You guys are awesome." She says that she's very happy for the fact that you are being described as a cancer survivor. She says she herself has been in remission for 6 months.
Oh, well, it's a great pleasure. It's always a great pleasure to help somebody else and talk to them and help them.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Cancer doesn't care how rich or poor or any of those things you are. You know, cancer happens to many, many, many people. And I suppose what happens after that is pretty important. Thank you very much.
No, it is. And it's, to all the listeners, it's very important for men to go regularly during the year, at least once a year, to check up on your prostate.
As is often being pointed out, and this is probably one of the things that most men have an issue with, all medical professionals are saying the PSA test, the prostate specific antigen test that gets performed, gives you an idea, but there is no substitute for the actual physical examination. That's a thing that men have historically a huge problem with. And gentlemen, you've got to suck it up, Cupcake, because you're basically choosing between possible horrible cancer fight/death over some kind of misplaced pride. We'll see you next week. Have a good working week till then.
You too, sure, and thank you for the call.
Thank you for chatting to us and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Ian. Bye-bye. Bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.